Alright, here we go, chapter 17. Author's note. I said stop fluming the stereo. If you're a prep, then do not read it. You can tell whether you're a prep or not by my quiz on my homepage. If you're not, then you rock. If you are, then fook oof. Piz Willow isn't really a prep. Raven Pills do this. I'll promise to give you back your poster. Okay, guys, where is this quiz? Does anyone have a link to this quiz that this girl made? I would love to see it. Anyways. Tom Riddle gave us some clothes and stuff for free. He said he would help us with makeup if he wanted, because he was really in fashion and stuff. He's bisexual. Harrigan shooting shooting at us to come back to Hogwarts. What the fuck, Hagrid? I shouted angrily. Fuck off, you fucking bastard. Well, anyway, Willow came. Hagrid went away angrily. Hey, bitch, you look kawaii, she said. Yeah, but not as kawaii as you, I answered sadly, because Willow's really pretty and everything. She was wearing a short black corset thingy with blood red lace on it, and a black... Oh, no, more description of shit. So are you going to the concert with Draco, she asked. Yeah, I said happily. I'm going with Diabolo, she answered happily. Well, anyway, Draco and Diabolo came. They were both looking extremely hot and sexy, and you could tell that they thought we were too. Oh, you could totally tell just by them appearing. Oh, they totally dig us. They haven't done anything yet, but they fucking just love us now. Diabolo was wearing a black t-shirt that said 666 on it, fucking of course. He was wearing tons of makeup just like Marilyn Manson. Draco was wearing black leather pants that got... No, I fucking hate the description. Okay. Okay, Bloody Mary was going to the concert with Dracola. Dracola used to be called Neville, but it turned out that she was kidnapped at birth and his real family were vampires. They died in a car crash. Neville converted to Satanism and he went goth. Slytherin. There's a space between Slither and then in. Okay, so Slytherin now. He was wearing a black warped t-shirt, black jeans and shoes, and black hair with red streaks in it. We call him Dracula now. Well, anyway, we all went to Draco Black's Mercy Benz. Get it? If we're gothic. I don't see the joke here, but okay. That his dad, Lucian, gave him. We did pot, coke, and crack. Draco and I made out. We made fun of those stupid fucking preps. Then we soon got there. I gasped. Gerard was the sexiest guy ever. He looked even sexier than he did in pics. He had long raven black hair and piercing blue eyes. He was really skinny and had an amazing ethnic voice. We moshed to Helena and some other songs. Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the other members. I gasped. It wasn't Gerard at all. It was an ugly, preppy man with no nose and red eyes. Everyone ran away but me and Draco. Draco and I came. It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers! Again, it's Voldemort's band. Again. Wow. You moronic idiots, he shouted angstily. Enobi, I told you to kill vampire. Thou hast failed, and now I shall kill thou and Draco. Suddenly, a gothic old man flew in on his broomstick. He had long black hair and a long black beard. He was wearing a black robe that said Avril Lavigne on the back. He shot at a spell and Voldemort ran away. It was Dumbledore! These chapters are getting shorter and shorter. That's a good thing. And speaking of short chapter endings, I have to end this. But I'm going to go ahead and read chapter 19 in a bit.